Restaurants have reopened. Family cookouts are back. But for nursing homes, that means an increased threat of transmission as life inches back toward normal outside their walls. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service tells the story of one home in a small rural town.
It's been months. People in nursing homes are lonely, and it wears on them and their families.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you. Can you see me?
I can see you.
That's Manette Johnson in Lindsborg, Central Kansas. She's talking to her husband on her cell phone while leaning against his windowsill outside Bethany Home with their daughter. A staff member recorded for us. Chuck has late-stage Parkinson's.
We've got your sack of goodies. Look here, what Bridget's going to set on the bench.
There are lots of goodies, Dad.
And I put those two puzzles in there. You still have a puzzle out on the table? I can't see.
I finished it.
You finished it, so it's gone. Oh, good. Okay.
She gets why nursing homes lock down.
I just can't begrudge that they're doing everything they can to keep it out of there.
But everything happened so fast in March when things shut down.
You know, I thought it'll be okay. I'll be able to, you know, go down and see him. But getting up on the windowsill to look into the window and still not being able to see him well and him not able to see me, it's been hard.
Coronavirus has killed 270 people in Kansas, and outbreaks in long-term care make up most of that. Bethany hasn't had any cases, but the risk remains. So care packages are sanitized and even quarantined. There are no more visits from the adorable therapy dog, Milo. And yet Bethany still tries to maintain quality of life because isolation and loneliness are also very real threats to health. So bingo is now hallway bingo. People sit in their doorways with trays. Here's Chris Erickson, the CEO at Bethany.
The stress of knowing that we have to keep this virus out of our buildings has just been incredible. You look at the world in a whole new way.
There's been times he's pulled up to the grocery store and just sat in his car, watching people go in without masks, and he's thought, forget it, I don't need anything today. The nursing home can only control what's inside its walls, so it disinfects and disinfects and disinfects. Every hour, somebody like Whitney Johnson is wiping down doorknobs and handrails. She just graduated from high school, and she chats with the residents, plays dominoes with them, like their grandkids used to.
They really miss their families, and I know it's the same way for the families. It kind of breaks my heart, but I do what I can to talk to them and, I guess, kind of be like a nursing home grandkid. That's kind of how I feel.
Meridian Lundstrom has lived at Bethany for 4 years, and she's keeping up her spirits.
There are times I have been discouraged, but I try not to be discouraged a whole day, maybe a half a day, and then I think, oh, well, now we're going to do something exciting this afternoon.
Like sitting in her doorway to listen to church services on the hallway speaker and sing the hymns, or playing one of the building's pianos, like she is here. Even when she has no audience, she used to teach piano.
I love to go to the piano and play just what I want to play. Not necessarily beautiful classical music. My eyesight is not the best, so I love to just play with the keys and come up with a little melody that I like. If I just go and play the piano, it cheers me up.
To let people like Meridian see their family, the nursing home briefly tried patio visits, letting a resident sit 10 feet away from a family member outside, but then stopped while they tried to figure out if it's okay. They've just gotten word from regulators that they can start doing outdoor visits again with plexiglass dividers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find out more at ksnewsservice.org.